Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Steve Staggs. Batting second, the left fielder, Al Woods. Batting third, the shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting sixth, the DH, Ron Fairley. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting eighth, the center fielder, John Scott. Batting ninth, the catcher, Alan Ashby. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Mike Willis. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second, the second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third, the DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Roberts. And now, play ball. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Woods reaches second base with a double. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woods moves to third. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez takes first base on ball four. Baylor moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woods scores. Baylor scores. Velez moves to second. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball four. Velez moves to third. Rader moves to second. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Velez scores. Rader moves to third. Fairley moves to second. It's 3-0, Blue Jays. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuentes. Rader scores. Fairley scores. It's 5-0, Blue Jays. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. LaFleur moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball towards center. Scott settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Scott. LaFleur scores. Staub moves to third. Kemp moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Blue Jays. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Staggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Staggs. The throw from Wackenfuss and he is safe. Staggs steals second. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Wackenfuss moves to third. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wackenfuss tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Blue Jays. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verizer scores. It's 5-3, Blue Jays. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Blue Jays, 5, Tigers, 5. Dennis DeBar now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeBar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashby for the out. Two outs. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staggs hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mankowski hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Wackenfuss and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Velez strikes out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rader hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-5, Blue Jays. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Tigers 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashby hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Tigers 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woods. The throw from Wackenfuss and he is out, Fuentes applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Velez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor moves to third. Steve Grilli now pitching. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Rader hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mankowski strikes out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verizer strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baylor. LaFleur moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuentes takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Scott. Staub reaches second base with a double. LaFleur scores. Fuentes goes all the way around to score. It's Blue Jays, 7, Tigers, 7. Pete Vukovich now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. Kemp moves to second. It's 8-7, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson is walked intentionally. Ben Ogilvie pinch hits for Mickey Stanley. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stagg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Blue Jays 7. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie now playing right field. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley strikes out. One out. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ault hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Ewing pinch hits for John Scott. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Blue Jays 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Hector Torres now playing shortstop. Bob Baylor now playing center field. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mankowski bunts towards first. Ault scoops it up and throws to first, with Staggs covering, for the out. Wackenfuss moves to second. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wackenfuss moves to third. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wackenfuss scores. It's 9-7, Tigers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ault scoops it up and throws to first, with Vukovich covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Blue Jays 7. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-3 in the game. Ashby is called out on strikes. one out. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Staggs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Toronto Blue Jays, 7. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.